Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. We've got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, president of baseball ops, joining us at 9 o'clock, but jumping on the Rude guest hotline right now. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Joel Corey, used to be an NFL agent. Now he is an analyst for CBS Sports. Do you miss the agency business, Joel?
I don't miss the babysitting aspect of being an agent. Because sometimes people would ask me what I did for a living, and I would jokingly say professional babysitting. So there are parts I do miss, more or less, the interaction with the players, for the most part, in the negotiation of the contracts, but some of the other stuff, no.
How do you like negotiating? I we've been on the, we've negotiated a bunch of contracts through agents or whatever, and it's always the most painful time of our tenure. How do you enjoy that?
Yeah, well, if you're not negotiating or it's relating to you, it's totally different when doing it for somebody else. So I understand you being emotionally invested in your own deal, why it wouldn't be a fun process.
Right. But for you, it is.
I've always enjoyed stuff like that.
Yeah.
Joel, in your years as an agent, did you ever sit across the table from Adam Peters? Have you ever negotiated with him, the current GM of the Commanders?
No, I got out before he started rising the ranks, and he's not the primary negotiator. I think they hired somebody from the Lions who took over for Rob Rogers.
And is that standard now that these general managers, like they, you know, the front men for the organization, is they're the final say in many instances of a lot of these things, but do they actually have guys that do the actual gritty negotiations? Is that kind of standard now or no?
Yeah, it's been standard for a long time. Every team's had at least one or two people who handle contract negotiations and also the domain of managing the salary cap. In Green Bay, Andrew Brandt, who was a former agent, handled the contract negotiations, although Ted Thompson was the general manager and Ron Wolf prior to that.
Right. So they basically represent Peters and the owners, et cetera. So you can't necessarily, it's good actually, right? Kind of provides a buffer for the player, maybe on some level.
Yeah, well, the GM doesn't necessarily, most of them come from a scouting background, so that's not really their expertise. Like Howie Roseman is a little bit different. He's an attorney by trade who had to learn the football part and cut his teeth under Joe Banner, who was the smartest person I ever dealt with when he was running the Philadelphia Eagles. So he's a little bit different. Sometimes these cap guys will survive multiple regime changes. Like Vin Marino's been in Tennessee since 2007. Mike Reinfield hired him, and they've gone through multiple GMs and head coaches in Tennessee.
And they just keep him right. So in this Terry situation, we've tried to stay, you know, pretty positive, say medium, as Zorn would say, on the whole thing. And it's kind of standard, right? If you're an elite player at your position and you got a year up on your deal and you're kind of, even you may be approaching the back end of your prime, you're probably not going to show up to a mandatory mini camp until you got a new deal, right? Or at least you're discussing things.
Well, it depends on what type of progress is being made with the negotiations. If things are progressing nicely, then you may show up as a gesture of good faith. If you are in different hemispheres or there's not much dialogue, then you're probably not going to show up and you're going to risk, in this case, what is essentially potentially a $105,000 fine, because that's roughly what you could be fined for missing all 3 days of minicamp. It is not a mandatory fine. It is at the team's discretion, so they don't have to fine him. We're still early in the process. I think Dan Quinn yesterday was pretty good in how he was approaching it. It's like, hey, they're not even close to training camp. So if we're talking July 23rd or 22nd or 24th, then this thing isn't done. There's a reason to be concerned. The last deal got done in early July for Terry.
Right. Yeah, I was going to ask you, what should the panic level be for Commanders fans now? It is very early in the process. Very low, I assume.
Yeah, no need to panic yet. If he's out there going out, this organization is treating me unfairly, or doing what Trey Henderson is doing, I'm not going to play under my contract, I want to trade, that's a whole different dynamic than what you have here. Mm-hmm. He's been pretty quiet. He's not going out in the public making waves.
Right. Should he, do you think that he and his agent want to get to the salary closer to where the top receivers are? Now, I know he's not going to get $40 million a year like Chase, but that, you know, that $30 million range, or is it more years on the contract, guaranteed money that he's looking at?
Well, given his age, he's 30, he's going to want more security. And if I'm the Commanders, given the age, I don't want to give you the security that you got the last time around. Now, he's your number one receiver, so he's looking at the number one receiver market. If the Commanders aren't above T. Higgins, who is younger, he's 26, he's the highest paid number two receiver. On that team, he's a number two. Other places around the league, T. Higgins could be a one, but not in Cincinnati. That's $28.75 million per year. Mm-hmm. If I'm the agent, you haven't made me a good faith offer if you're not above T. Higgins. Now, the deal, which to me is going to be the sticking point probably for the Commanders, DK Metcalf. Came in the same year as McLaurin, 2 years younger, hasn't quite been as productive, got a deal, 3-year extension, the same of maybe a month or several weeks after he signed in 2022. It's a $33 million extension when he was traded from Seattle to Pittsburgh. So that's the latest data point. Now, if I'm the agent, one question I would ask Adam Peters is, how do you view McLaurin relative to Brandon Ayuk? If I get the answer that I think Ayuk is a better player, we got a problem. Because Ayuk signed last year in San Francisco, so Peters knows him well, for $30 million per year, with $45 million fully guaranteed at signing and $76 million in overall guarantees. So to me, the range is probably going to be between $30 and $33 million per year. And one thing about this Metcalf deal, it's a little backloaded because there's $35.5 million in the last year of the deal.
How do you think the Debo Samuel contract factors into this one? Because Debo, I believe, is up after this season.
Well, Debo's got to play well. When was the last time Debo played well?
No, he's got to stay healthy.
He needs to prove it.
Seriously. He hasn't been the same guy since he got paid. Mm-hmm. I know Adam knows him well, and he can bring a different dimension. But from what I've seen the past couple of years, if I'm Terry McLaurin, I'm not concerned about Debo Samuel. Here's one thing you also have to take into consideration. If you don't do a deal with McLaurin, this franchise tag is going to be slightly over $30 million because the 120% salary provisions will kick in, and it won't be the tag number by the formula. And when it's 120% of prior year salary, and that salary is really cap number. So it's going to be based off of his cap number, not his actual salary under this provisions of the CBA.
We're joined by Joel Corey from CBS Sports on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. So you touched on Trey Hendrickson. What is happening right now in Cincinnati with his holdout? And they also have a rookie that they picked at number 17, Shamar Stewart, who also plays on the defensive line, who's participating in meetings but is not practicing at this point because he has issues with the contract language. So this is a team that had issues on defense last year, and they'll be missing their top sack guy and their top draft pick heading into training camp. What's the scenario where these get worked out in Cincinnati?
Well, the rookies should be easier to work out. His is just a language issue. From my understanding, they want with any type of default or breach. If he has, if his guarantee has a default, which voids his guarantees in 2026, then it would void all subsequent guarantees, not just the 2026 guarantee, which is the language they've had in the previous first round pick deal. So I think he's in the right. They're trying to chart a new territory with him. What they've done in the past should be enough. I expect that one to get done before the start of training camp. If I represented him, he might not even be there. I'd be like, you know what? Until we get this thing worked out, work out on your own. This is a team that had their other defensive end retire, Hubbard. So they really shouldn't be playing around with the pass rush, considering the terrible defense got the old coordinator fired.
Mm-hmm.
And Henderson's case, the Bengals just don't want to pay the going rate. And it's unfortunate for them that the pass rusher market has escalated this year. It was Nick Bosa at the top at $34 million per year. Now it's Myles Garrett at 40, and it's going to keep going up before the season starts because Micah Parsons will reset the market. T.J. Watt, who became the highest-paid non-quarterback in 2021 at $28 million per year, which is supposedly where the Bengals are, or at least one of their most recent offer, is up for a new deal as well. He's going to want to be paid in a similar manner as the last time near the top of the market. So it behooves the Bengals to get this thing done before there are more deals which push it up even more and make it harder for them to get to reach an agreement with Henderson.
Real quick, Joel, a couple of situations I want you to kind of predict on what's going to happen, quarterback related. Kirk Cousins in Atlanta, he did show up for the mandatory minicamp. And then fill us in on what the Browns are going to have to do. They can't carry four quarterbacks, can they?
Yeah, you could carry four. It's unusual. The Patriots did that in order to keep a young quarterback 1 year named Tom Brady. Cousins, I think, is stuck. And this is where being a nice guy doesn't pay off. Raheem Morris keeps making comments about how professional Cousins is, how he's not going to do anything to undermine Penix or make waves. The second he was benched last year was the time he needed to start making waves and give them a reason to get him out of the building. Because he is too nice, he is stuck in a situation. I've had nice players before where teams mistake kindness for weakness. They had to do something out of character to achieve a certain result.
Hmm. By the way, I don't think we didn't ask him. I know we're around the league now. We haven't asked him about his thought on the Lattimore deal, right? I know your deal is your expertise is in negotiations, but you kind of commented on Samuel and his performance of late. I feel like this Lattimore deal is ultimately going to backfire on them. I think this is one they may have whiffed. What is your guess?
Well, he was injured last year, so you can't really.
Hadn't he been injured for like 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, well, that's the risk, but you don't have any bonus proration associated with the deal from when you acquired him. So it's low risk from that standpoint. If he's healthy, he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. He didn't show it at times last year when he got back on the field. If he can return to the form that got him paid, then it's an upgrade. Corner was a weakness last year, so I understand why you went out and got him. But, yeah, I understand why there is some concern.
So you're more bullish on him than you are, say, Debo, because you're kind of down on Debo.
I haven't seen Debo really do anything since he got paid. So, yeah, I'm more down on Debo than I am on Lattimore. And cornerback was a bigger need than wide receiver.
Were you surprised that Aaron Rodgers signed for just $13 million?
Yeah, I was, because he's been a guy who's been someone who has been trying to get top dollar for most of his career, but I guess since he's now over 40 and he's made more money than practically anyone's ever played the game, then he doesn't need to get every last dollar. So it kind of was following what Drew Brees did to more of a extreme that later in his career, after driving a hard bargain with the Saints, he took discounts.
Hmm.
Joel, good stuff.
Good stuff, man.
Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Sure, anytime. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks,
Joel.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it, man.
Joel Corey, CBS Sports NFL analyst, former sports agent. I was looking at his bio, Cakes. You asked, mm-hmm. Off air who he represented it, and he at least was part of a deal with Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay.
NBA. He had John Randall in the NFL. A couple other notable names.
Nice.
So I don't know if he was the primary agent the way that it's written, but yeah, he did it for 16 years. But now he's been an NFL analyst for a bunch of years now.
So, Tyler Sullivan of CBS Sports did a panic meter, you know, holdout panic meter for, well, specifically for three players, the big names that are holding out, Hendrickson, Watt, and of course Terry. And Terry is, the panic level is very low.
Right.
So, and that's pretty much what Corey said.
Well, I think Quinn handled it perfectly yesterday. Quinn,
everyone's handling it great.
Yeah.
Until so proven otherwise. And I don't really think the fan base is upset. I think the fan base is sophisticated enough, they get it.
Yeah. It's right? part of the business of football.
Right. And I don't like it when I see reports that he's unhappy, though. I don't want to see that.
You don't want Terry to be unhappy.
I don't want him to ever frown.
Is he unhappy? Some reason I thought I saw something.
It could be BS, but I didn't like the report.
I thought I saw something like he was fishing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Maybe going on a fishing trip.
That's good. You can be unhappy
fishing if you don't catch anything.
That's true.
Like all day you're just waiting for a bite or a nibble and nothing happens. I've been there. It kind of sucks.
But when you go fishing, it seems like you're only going fishing when they do the setup deal.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, generally, yeah.
Like you're never just going to a neighborhood pond.
That would be very rare. That was something I did as a younger lad. Not into my 50s. I'm just not doing that. No chance. I'm going to go to a pond and try to find
or lake.
Try to catch bluegill.
So when we go to Chicago, we stay in the lodge. Okay. That's where Tiger Woods used to take his sillies.
Fancy.
When he played in the Western Open. Whatever. And there's a lake there, and you just see people, and it's just the nubs. Like, it almost looks like it's stormwater management. Like, I can't even believe that they're fishing there. Mm-hmm. But there are, I guess, could it possibly be bass? There could be, sure. Because I'm not a fisher.
I see
fisherman.
People fishing every day. I go by the lake ones every day.
Those hillbillies are just standing there.
They love it.
And they love it. Mm-hmm. I like it for about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Then I get bored.
I just don't understand how people do it out in the heat. Like I might go for a run today, and I'll probably go by the marina right across from the Pentagon. And every time I go, there's docks just right on the bank.
Of course.
They've got 5 fishing rods. And they're getting baked by the sun. There's no trees.
They love doing it.
They just get roasted.
Right.
I don't get it either.
I've never seen them bring a fish in. Never, not one time. They're just sitting there.
Well, you're also running by.
I'm also running by slowly.
I mean, you got to catch like the perfect moment.
It's an
moment.
8 to 10 second interaction.
They don't want to be you. They don't want to be the dummy running around D.C.
Yeah, but at least I'm getting some exercise.
That's true.
Just sitting there just hoping a catfish nibbles on their stupid chicken.
They're getting serenity cakes.
Serenity. There's a jet taking off every 90 seconds from Reagan Airport.
That might not
I'm
be
sure
the most ideal
serenity.
Spot.
Are you kidding?
I actually love watching jets take off.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, how does that not fall out of the sky?
Too loud. Way too loud.
Hey, Bishbucks, it's Game Show Wednesday. And coming up next, we're going to give away some great prizes. We have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group.
That's good.
And a 4-pack of tickets to Giant Barbecue Battle. We'll play Junkie's Password. You can call in now at 800-636-1067 on a Game Show Wednesday here on the Junkies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.